spike in Elko, but I think they managed to do that with 40 new cases just yesterday, I believe.
Wow.
So you are seeing an increase now. The hospitalization rate is going up a little bit. That's up in Washoe. Down here, it's not as bad. You know, we did a lot of mitigating. We did a lot of self-policing down here in the South. I think the county commission did a good job dispersing the CARES Act money where it needed to go to have the best effect. So you're not seeing quite the numbers going up at the same rate down here, according to my sources. Does it mean that, you know, we don't have to worry about COVID? Not at all. I mean, I know over the weekend in a small town that a 45-year-old male lost his life with four young kids, complications due to COVID. And so it's a real thing. I always tell people, I live life knowing that you have to make decisions, and sometimes there's going to be consequences of those decisions. They're going to give us all the information that they can possibly give, and I wish they would give more accurate information and tell us a lot about what's going on. Be real. How many people really did die of COVID, or how many of them were just, they had COVID when they died? I mean, I really want to know all the information correctly so that I can make a better decision, but I certainly don't want to take chances. And I think that the folks who are in those categories need to be very aware of it and, stay away from other folks if they can possibly, do that. But, it is what it is. That's where we're at right now. We are, I think we're going to see I think I saw the news over the weekend. We're going to see a vaccine coming in January, if not sooner than that.
More coming up with Scott Hammond. We'll talk about the vaccine. Who should get it? When should they get it? And will it really make a difference? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At a 431, here's the best advice you're going to receive all day. If you're on the Beltway, 215 westbound, avoid it right now on the Southern Beltway. 215 west at Green Valley, the middle two lanes are affected. You're bumper-to-bumper back to Gibson there on 215 west. Also, residual slowing as traffic merges from the 515 south to go 215 west. Another crash, 15 southbound at Charleston. You're bumper-to-bumper through the corridor there. Got a crash eastbound Craig, that's at the 15 interchange, and the left lanes are affected in that incident. Also look for some heavy volumes, US 95 westbound at Decatur, and again on the Southern Beltway 215 west at St. Rose.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. That was ugly for the Raiders yesterday. They lose to the Falcons 43-6. After the game, head coach John Gruden apologizing to all Raiders fans. Raiders are now 6-5. Pretty good chance they'll win this upcoming weekend, though, when they will take on the winless Jets. Also, the NFL has made its schedule for the weekend of December 26th, as they will have a Saturday triple header. The Raiders game has been chosen for the final game of that day when they are going to match up against the Miami Dolphins. So that week they are going to play on Saturday, December 26th, and not on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
State Senator Scott Hammond joining us, as he does every Monday. We learned today that Moderna has now asked the FDA for emergency use of their vaccine. So we've got two requests in, and it is highly possible we could, by either the end of the week or the first of next week, be ready to inject a vaccine into the arms of folks all across this country. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us. Every time I think of this distribution, I think, you know, this is from the same people, the same state workers that gave you Dieter and some of the stop starts on the COVID-19. Are you convinced that our state is ready to receive this vaccine and then distribute it fairly?
You make me laugh when you pose it that way, Kevin, because, you know, as everybody knows, we're still having problems with Dieter. We still are having problems with unemployment insurance. We still have people who haven't received unemployment money since probably June, and I'm taking those phone calls. I know for a fact that these are the folks, and I worry because just the other day, as you mentioned, and I think before the break, you asked about the spread of COVID, and when the governor decided that we were going to scale back, we remember that he said we're gonna try and, you know, we're gonna do a, what did they call it, not a shutdown,
a three week pause.
I was gonna say a reboot, a 3 week pause, but we still want to encourage visitors to come and say, you know, I'm glad he said that at least because, you know, when we go back to 25% capacity for some of these industries, it really is just affecting us just as much as if you were shutting everything down again. I just don't know how much more we can take. Economically, I understand that the strip casinos are not having a convention up until at least April. We probably won't have anything until probably June. When we talk about how badly this state's going to be affected financially, I think that in December when we get an inkling, because, you know, every 3 months we get sort of a rundown of what we can expect, I don't think that'll tell us the real grim news. We won't probably get that until May. And so I know I want to go back to your question of whether or not I trust, you know, the distribution and who should be getting it first and all that stuff. Well, I worry about the distribution, but, you know, maybe he'll put somebody else in charge of that that'll have have a better success. But, you know, as far as, you know, who's going to take it first and who should get it first, I'm not going to worry about that right now. I mean, I don't think that, you know, I think that those who are in the most vulnerable categories ought to get it first. The folks who are, either in those categories or people who are in the front lines dealing with folks because they have to, the healthcare workers, the firefighters, the police officers, even the teachers, you know, we're asking these folks to be able to, you know, go to school. We ought to be able to pony up and make sure that they have it if it's effective. But, you know, I just worry that we can't wait around for that vaccine. We're going to have to make sure that we are opening and we're opening safely, mitigating as much as possible. We cannot close our economy even more than we have already because it's going to hurt us. It's going to take more than 2 or 3 years. It's going to take maybe 8 years to get over this.
Well, I agree with you. I just worry, and you mentioned it kind of in joking, sort of, that this is the state where things that come into the state get, quote, lost. I'm just worried that receiving and then distributing this vaccine, that they'll screw this up the same way they screwed up Dieter and some of these other things.
Right, yeah. And I think that a lot of people have that in the back of their minds because, quite frankly, there's not a lot that has happened recently to instill sort of confidence. There are some people who are doing a great job, state workers that do a great job, but the agencies... I have a sneaking suspicion, and I can't confirm it, but I just don't think the governor's talking to a lot of his agency heads at this point. I just don't think there's a lot of communication going back and forth between the governor's office and the agency heads.
Well, let me just ask you, as a multi-term member of the legislature, are you having any access to the governor's office, the governor's staff, the governor himself? I mean, are you hearing anything from these people?
They don't reach out to me, but when there are occasions where I need to find out something and I just can't wait, then yeah, I reach out. There's two staff members that I reach out to and talk to and get information as best as possible. But whenever I need to, I get a hold of Caleb Cades, who's of course in charge of the distribution of a lot of the, he's in charge of the COVID response, the statewide COVID response team. So they're accessible. I don't think that there's been a lot of communication. I think last week was the first time that the governor reached out and talked to local leaders, and that was right before he decided he was going to move everything back to 25%. But it's been a while since he's actually reached out. He hasn't really reached out to legislators either. On both sides, we're sort of in the dark. I'll just speak for myself. I haven't heard from him again since the one time that he called, and that was about it.
Well, I'm just wondering, is it time for members of the legislature on both sides of the aisle to reach out to the governor and not ask nicely, but demand that you guys be in the loop?
Absolutely. I thought we did that right at the end of the last special session when we asked for a third special session with the intent of passing a bill that would then allow us as legislators to come in and confirm any kind of directives that, dealing with emergencies, if that emergency lasts 30 days, then, we need to be in there confirming that it still needs to be ongoing. We need to have a say in this. And so I thought that was the governor was not happy about that, but, this is going forward. It's not just about this governor. It's, moving forward. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican at this point. You certainly, I think as legislators, don't want to have somebody in there who does not communicate during an emergency. And you want to be able to have some say over what these directives do in our lives, right? If this is supposedly an emergency, then, after 30 or 60 days, the exact emergency is probably over, and we need to get in there and find out what he's asking us to do, continually asking the populace of the state of Nevada to do, and we should have a say over that.
And do you think there would be one or two or four Democrats that would be willing to vote with Republicans to rein in the governor's power?
Oh, I think so. Again, if you put it in terms of not just this governor, you're talking about in the future.
Yeah.
I think that they would. I think that we can get four or five Democrats to say, "Yeah, you're right. I think this might be too." It's not appropriate for one person to have this amount of power, and the legislature, again, very close to the people, they need to be in there, and they need to look at what directives were given 30 days ago. Are they appropriate still? That way we get the information, we know what's going on, and we're in the loop, and we're helping to make those decisions as well.
Couple of final questions. We still looking at February 1 for the beginning of the next session?
Absolutely. That's what I keep hearing, is that we're on task to have it start on February 1st.
And what does that mean about the wonderful teletown halls that your constituents and folks all across the state that tune in for it, they just love it. And any word on when that next teletown hall might be?
Yeah, we're planning on one the second week of December, and then again the second week of January, and then we're going to try and do them once a week once the session hits.
That sounds great. Just keep us posted, and we'll keep everybody else posted.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Hey, it's always good. You be safe out there, Scott.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And those teletown halls are absolutely incredible. You get so much information out of them from people, not just elected officials, but state government officials. The stuff is really, really good. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. We'll let you hear more from the president. And also, I'm going to open up our phone lines. How many of you traveled and essentially thumbed your nose at the governor and thumbed your nose at the FDA and the CDC and all these people that said, don't travel over Thanksgiving. Don't get together with your relatives. God forbid if they're seniors. Oh, my God. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. And how many of you are going to get tested? Deborah Birx from the Coronavirus Task Force is urging everybody that traveled over the Thanksgiving holiday to get tested immediately. We'll talk about that and more. Here's that number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And don't forget, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you are, and he'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? Now, if you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. They'll do it for free. It won't cost you a dime. Call Blue Sky Insurance. You can do it right now. 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Make sure you call right now and tell them Kevin sent you, would you? Great to have you with us. Oh, I promised I'd let you hear Dr. Fauci. And this is fascinating stuff. Dr. Anthony Fauci, this is Cut 6, was on with Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press, answering several key questions on vaccines. Listen to this.
If someone has had COVID-19, do they get vaccinated?
You know, the answer is very likely yes. When the trials were done, the Moderna trials and other trials, and we looked at the data, there were people who, when you looked at their antibody response, they actually gave indication that they had already been infected and actually recovered quite well. And at the time of the vaccine study, they were actually well and normal, as it were, and yet they still got vaccinated. Since we don't know the durability of protection from someone who has already been infected, how long that protection lasts, it would not be surprising that we would be vaccinating people who have recovered from COVID-19.
Given the, and you've admittedly said this, our sort of rough rollout of a testing strategy in this country, arguably we still don't have, you know, we're still dealing with a testing strategy that arguably prioritizes sports leagues over healthcare workers at times. But let me ask you this. Why should we feel confident that vaccine distribution will go smoothly, considering, frankly, how unsmoothly testing went?
Well, the reason that we should feel more confident about that, Chuck, is that we have a long, long history of the distribution of vaccines. I mean, it's not to the extent that you're giving it to 300 million people, but every year the system is set up in a relationship between the CDC and the state and local health authorities that they distribute 80 million or more vaccines every year. So this isn't something that they've done just for the first time. Obviously, you're going to want to scale it up because the numbers are going to be greater. But there are a couple of aspects to getting vaccine into the arm of someone who needs it. One is to get it transported from the place where it's made and stored to the local state and city areas. That's being handled by General Gus Perna and the military in the transport of that. Once it gets there, it's the state and local authorities who are responsible for the distribution. So there are a couple of phases. Yeah. The part about 300 million doses getting shipped is going to be taken care of by people who know how to do that. The part at the distal end, namely getting into people's arms, is going to be more challenging than just a regular flu season. I think you'd be foolish to deny that. But I think it's going to be able to be done because the local people have done that in the past. Hopefully, they'll get the resources to help them to do that.
There you go, Dr. Fauci. By the way, in case you just missed it, Dr. Scott Atlas, a highly controversial member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, has resigned. He only had a month to serve before, the new administration comes in, so it may not be that big a deal. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The VAT license, 489-447-1642.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Let's talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The VAT license, 489-447-1642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a health care plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the Valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group and do it right now. Again, that number is 702-396-9449. And tell them Kevin sent you. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Jared Fisher will join us. He's the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. The weather turning really nice. Wouldn't it be great to get outdoors? Huh? I mean, really? Don't worry about what the governor says. You want to get outdoors? You need to get outdoors. And by the way, your chances of getting coronavirus are much reduced. And you get to enjoy the really nice weather. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Cyber Monday. Have you already maxed out your credit cards? I did about 9:30 this morning. Just maxed them all out. Yeah, no, I did. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Vegas rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon.